Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu assents to Viksit Bharat guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Bill 2025. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur Dr. Dino Jongshi Chang says progress should be measured by strength of character. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of fertilizer plant at Namrup in Assam, and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights transformative power of meditation on World Meditation Day. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin VBG Ramji Bill 2025. The Parliament had earlier passed it during the winter session. The Act enhances the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days per financial year for rural households. The Ministry of Rural Development highlighted that this marks a significant milestone in the transformation of rural employment policy. It added that the Act seeks to advance empowerment, inclusive growth, convergence of development initiatives, and saturation-based delivery. The VBG Ramji Act replaces the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Dino Jongshi Chang, has said that progress should not be measured only by infrastructure or economic growth, but by the strength of character within society. He asserted that in a diverse and vibrant state like Nagaland, good citizenship acts as the glue that binds people from different backgrounds, cultures and beliefs. Speaking at the Chalye Kevichusa Essay Awards 2025 and A. Kevichusa Citizenship Awards 2025 in Dimapur yesterday, Mr. Chang said that remembering and honoring individuals through initiatives that promote good citizenship is one of the most meaningful ways of keeping their legacy alive. Emphasizing that citizenship goes beyond legal identity or voting rights, he said it was reflected in everyday conduct. Mr. Chang added that citizenship is a shared responsibility where public institutions function effectively only when citizens cooperate actively and governance remains transparent, accountable and inclusive. Congratulating the recipient of the A. Kevichusa Citizenship Award 2024, the DC said that the awardee stood as a shining example of responsible and committed citizenship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district of Assam today. The project is aimed at strengthening fertilizer production and supporting agricultural growth in the region. The plant will have an annual production capacity of 12.7 lakh metric tons of urea. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, in addition to catering to Assam's fertilizer needs, the plant will serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports, generate substantial employment opportunities and act as a catalyst for industrial development in the region.
Is fertilizer project par kareeb 11000 crore rupaye kharch kiye jayenge. Yahan har saal 12 lakh metric ton se zyada khad banegi. Jab utpadan yahi hoga to supply tez hogi. Logistic ka kharcha ghatega. Namrup ki unit rozgar swarozgar ke hazaron naye avsar bhi banayegi.
Earlier today, Prime Minister visited the Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Paschim Boragaon in Guwahati, where he paid homage to the martyrs of the Assam movement. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today emphasized on the transformative power of meditation for building a positive and inclusive society. Speaking at the event marking the Second World Meditation Day held at Kanha Shanti Vanam on the outskirts of Hyderabad, the Vice President said an open and conscious mind will bring positive transformation in public service and society at large.
Viksit Bharat is not only an economic progress of the nation, but also the emotional well-being and the spiritual upliftment of the people of Bharat. Meditation is the means which can contribute greatly towards a happy and emotionally strong society. The values that meditation nurtures is peace, love, compassion, and unity.
Emphasizing the country's ancient spiritual heritage, he said meditation in India is not merely a practice but a time-tested science of the mind and spirit. He called upon people to make meditation an integral part of their daily life. The Vice President also said the core values of peace, compassion, unity and harmony are more relevant now more than ever in a world marked by divisions and conflict. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will introduce a bill against fake fertilizers and pesticides in the next session of Parliament. He expressed concern over the sale of fake fertilizers, pesticides and other unauthorized biostimulants disguised under misleading tags. Addressing the Chaudhary Charan Singh Kisan Samman ceremony organized by Kisan Trust in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said strict laws will be enacted and stringent actions will be taken against dishonest traders. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that Sunday on cycle has today become a passion and a culture among people. Talking to media on the occasion of the first anniversary of the Sunday on cycle program today, Dr. Mandavia said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, this initiative was launched to promote fitness and fight obesity.
मुझे बताते हुए खुशी हो रही है कि 1000 से अधिक साइक्लिस्ट आज संडे ऑन साइकिल की फर्स्ट एनिवर्सरी के अवसर पर जुड़े। राज्य के एलजी और चीफ मिनिस्टर भी संडे ऑन साइकिल के साथ जुड़ के फर्स्ट साइकिलिंग यानी संडे ऑन साइकिलिंग एनिवर्सरी को शुभेच्छा दी।
He said this program also encourages people to adopt cycling as a solution to reduce pollution. The minister highlighted that public participation has increased significantly. He said that the initiative began with just 500 participants at 5 locations and now being organized at around 8,000 locations across the country. The Union Home Ministry has increased the quota of ex-Agniveers for constable recruitment in the Border Security Force from 10% to 50%. According to a Gazette notification, the first batch of ex-Agniveers will also get upper age limit relaxation up to 5 years, while the rest of the ex-Agniveers will get relaxation of 3 years. The notification said that the ex-Agniveers shall also be exempted from physical standard tests and physical efficiency tests. The railways has rationalized its fare structure with effect from the 26th of this month. Under the revised structure, there will be no increase in fares for journeys of up to 215 kilometers in the ordinary class. For journeys beyond 215 kilometers, fares will increase by 1 paise per kilometer in the ordinary class, while fares will go up by 2 paise per kilometer for non-AC class in mail and express trains. In AC class, the railways has decreased the fare by 2 paise per kilometer. It also highlighted that fare in suburban and monthly season ticket have not increased. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that electric mobility is emerging as a powerful engine of entrepreneurship, employment and livelihoods. He was speaking to the media during a visit to the Electric Vehicle EV Expo in New Delhi today. He said the government-backed ecosystem has enabled young entrepreneurs to start EV-related ventures with modest investments and scale them into high-turnover enterprises. Dr. Singh added that electric mobility represents a promising pathway for innovation-driven growth, self-reliance and sustainable development. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu assents to Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang says progress should be measured by strength of character. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of fertilizer plant at Namrup in Assam, and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights transformative power of meditation on World Meditation Day. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.